Women wants to be, you know, they want to be fuller at the top, smaller in the waist, and then they want to come out in the hips like a hourglass or a Coca-Cola bottle.
Is this what you would consider to be like an ideal body image?
Yeah. I wanted more of a slimmer waistline and a more of a bubble-shaped butt.
If you go on social media, who do people like get more likes? Jennifer Lopez, Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, Cardi B. We started looking at perfect bodies. We knew what, you know, people like and how to get people's attention. And it was time to go in under the knife.
As social media fuels demand for a curvier figure, hundreds of thousands of people around the world have turned to a controversial surgery to help them achieve it.
Brazilian butt lift is when a doctor uses liposuction to collect fat from different parts of the body. They then transfer the fat to the hips and buttocks.
Developed in Brazil, the surgery has become one of the most popular cosmetic procedures in the world, but it's also one of the deadliest.
And so where did they take the fat from you?
From my stomach, my sides, my back, and to my butt.
Fault Lines traveled to Miami, the plastic surgery capital of the U.S., to investigate what's behind a rise in injuries and deaths related to Brazilian butt lifts. Our reporting uncovered a pattern of high-volume surgical centers that appear to be putting profits ahead of patient safety.
The more they lower the prices, the more people are going to come and bite on it.
Dania Placencia died after having a Brazilian butt lift procedure.
She was perfectly healthy, 28-year-old girl. Perfectly healthy.
Family members say Dr. Sergio Alvarez performed the procedure.
According to the medical report following Dania's death, Dr. Alvarez was performing 60 to 80 surgeries per month. What do you think when you hear that?
It is an assembly line making money by the tons. Has to be stopped by the law.
In 2019, 28-year-old Dania Placencia decided to get a Brazilian butt lift, or BBL, a procedure that was growing in popularity, especially in Miami, where she lived.
Well, why do you think she wanted to get the BBL?
Sometimes we miss looking a certain way before we had kids.
After the third pregnancy, she got a little overweight. That's why she got the counseling from her friends to get the operation.
So she says here, 10 years ago versus now, so she's comparing these two photos side by side, three babies later, hashtag fat girl probs, LOL, hashtag 10-year challenge, hashtag in the works.
Her brother says Dania also hoped the surgery would help her at work.
So when she was a waitress serving, she would always tell me, like, Papo, all these girls have mini skirts and they're young. I want to compete with them for tips. I'm getting my surgeries.
For tips.
Just for tips.
As a doctor, her grandfather Marcio knew the risks of surgery and was opposed to Dania having the procedure, so she kept it from him.
You would have stopped her?
Oh, immediately. No question about it.
On the morning of May 10th, 2019, Dania arrived for her BBL at Mia Aesthetics. She sent her family this photo before her surgery. It was the last image of her alive.
The next thing I knew is that they called saying that she had a respiratory arrest. So we went to the hospital where she was taken from the clinic. And she was dead already.
This video was taken that day.
And that's when we noticed that she wasn't breathing though. And it was that moment that we called 911. I mean, we didn't wait a second.
By 11:55 a.m., Dania was pronounced dead. Dania died of a pulmonary fat embolism, which happens when fat is accidentally injected into the veins, stopping the heart.
One thing is losing your parents, your old parents, but kids and grandkids, that's a very different animal.
And I would never forget going to her funeral. I remember her daughter was still wearing a white dress, screaming to the top of her lungs for her mom.
Did you wish that you had talked to her about BBLs, or did it even change your thoughts about your own surgery?
If I would have said that, I would have been a hypocrite because I was going in the next week. She died a week before my surgery, my second surgery. And you know how it is. You pay for all that money. There's no refund. There's no refund.
And how many friends do you have that have had BBLs?
All of them.
All of your friends?
All my friends have had BBLs.
As BBLs continue to grow in popularity each year, we wanted to understand what happened to Dania and how these surgeries can go wrong.
These are just kind of general surgical instruments. You got your scissors to cut the sutures. This is your pickup.
So we went to meet with a plastic surgeon who not only performs them, but teaches other doctors how to do them safely.
So this is the this is what we use for liposuction, and that's the fat that you have for transfer. So what makes it risky? So it really has to do with the anatomy and in the buttock region. There are large vessels there just beneath the gluteal muscle. And if fat gets into these vessels, it clogs up the lungs. It's what we call a fat embolism.
And that would cause instant death.
Pretty much.
Can cause instant death.
Yeah.
Since 2015, 21 women, including Dania, have died in Florida after having Brazilian butt lifts. Alarmed by these deaths, a number of plastic surgery groups formed a task force to look into why they were happening.
Thank you.
This is the autopsy report for Dania Plasencia.
Yes, I witnessed her autopsy.
And was that something that could have been avoided?
Yes.
She did not need to die from having fat injected. I mean, like, that was not the proper way to do the procedure. Is that correct?
That's correct. No one needs to die from this procedure. If doctors can just avoid putting fat into the muscle, if there's no fat into the muscle, the patients will not die.
And so you wrote in your report that this was negligence. Was this negligence?
You know, this was below the standard of care at that time.
It's not clear how many people around the world have died while getting BBLs because those numbers aren't tracked. But one 2017 study suggested it could be as high as 1 in 3,000, which would make it the most dangerous cosmetic procedure in the world.
We did not see this happening until the mid-2010s. And so in 2015, the alarm bell went off where certain researchers in Mexico and in Colombia noted that they had patients that had died from this procedure. And for the same cause, for a little fat embolism into the lungs. Then we realized that here in the United States, we have had deaths after this procedure for the same reason. And the place where the deaths have happened the most is unfortunately Miami.
The reason Miami tops the list of BBL deaths has a lot to do with how important plastic surgery centers are to the city and the way they're allowed to operate here.
What has made Florida such a popular place for cosmetic surgery and for BBLs?
I think it's a combination of things. And I think one of them for sure is the regulatory environment. Here you can be a businessman, own a clinic, and employ surgeons or physicians to do the work. And they don't get as much regulation as, say, a hospital or an ambulatory surgical center.
As the cosmetic surgery industry grew in Miami and demand for procedures increased across socioeconomic groups, a new type of clinic sprung up to offer these surgeries at discounted prices.
I would call them high volume centers, where the procedure is significantly less or cheaper than it would be pretty much anywhere else in the US. I think they're making it up in volume and they're doing many, many BBLs per surgeon per day.
What impact does that have on the actual surgery itself or on the doctors?
So there is such a thing, and we call it surgeon fatigue.
A high volume, low price clinic, the surgeon can perform anywhere from 6, 7, or even up to 10 surgeries a day.
I've been doing this procedure now for more than 10 years. It takes me about 2 to 2.5 hours to do one. After 3, I'm exhausted.
According to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, a BBL can cost about $14,000. At a high volume, low price clinic, a BBL could go from $2,500 to $4,000.
But the savings come with other costs.
And what they're cutting out of that the patient-surgeon consultation. What you're also cutting out is that you don't know exactly the qualifications of your surgeon and the environment that they're working in. And all of those factors are there to create what is essentially an assembly line of surgery to get patients in and out quickly.
We identified all the deaths from pulmonary fat emboli after Brazilian butt lifts, and we mapped out where they occurred in the city of Miami. It's really one small little part of town right here, centered on this street. The numbers show us that 92% of these deaths happened at the high volume clinics.
One of the high volume clinics in that area is Mia Aesthetics, where Dania went. Its website advertises BBLs for less than $5,000, and they even offer financing. The family received a settlement for Dania's death. Dania's surgeon, Dr. Sergio Alvarez, the founder and CEO of Mia Aesthetics, did not respond to multiple requests for an interview or to a list of questions we sent him. However, Fault Lines obtained footage from a lawsuit involving Mia Aesthetics that sheds light on their business model and the risk it creates.
How many surgeries are scheduled per surgeon?
Scheduled? It can be anywhere between 6 to 8.
Scheduled.
Sometimes more, sometimes less.
In this deposition clip, Dr. Alvarez is talking about how many patients it will schedule in a day, and he said it could be anywhere from 6 to 8 patients in a day, sometimes more.
In a sworn deposition, a former surgeon at Mia claimed that pressure from Dr. Alvarez to do more surgeries contributed to her decision to leave the practice.
I was asked by Sergio to increase the number of cases that I was performing every day by an additional 2 cases. I reluctantly agreed to increase to 7, but even with 7, you know, I could be working well over 16-hour days. So that's something that wasn't really sustainable for me.
We took a deeper look into Mia's legal history and found a pattern of staff working long hours.
One surgical assistant that sued the company that's saying that she barely even had time to eat or sleep. She was doing up to 13 hours a day, 5 days a week, doing 7 or more plastic surgery cases a day. In some cases, she worked as many as 20 hours in a day.
And since Dania's death, other patients alleged they've been seriously injured while undergoing procedures at Mia. Despite the potential complications, the popularity of the surgery continues to grow.
This is where they stuck a stick about this long into the butt, into there.
When was the last time you had a surgery?
3 weeks ago.
You just had this 3 weeks ago? The
See,
revision?
I had this one.
Why do you feel like you need to keep going back to get these surgeries?
Between you and I, it's an addiction.
It's an addiction?
It's an addiction. It's like when you start gambling, you're just not going to stop. So I'm gambling with my body to get the perfect body.
These surgical centers are not equipped to deal with emergency medical complications. So patients who are injured at Miami's high-volume clinics are increasingly seeking care at the city's hospitals.
What are you seeing the most of?
Probably BBLs or Brazilian butt lifts. This used to be a relatively uncommon cosmetic procedure. It's had an exponential uptick in the last few years, and we've been seeing complications from them be virtually non-existent prior to 2019 to now having multiple per day at Jackson.
Some of these surgical centers have up to 18 operating rooms, which seems insane. I don't think that we have 18 operating rooms collectively as a health system. And these surgical centers are just weeds growing in all parts of Miami. If you want to understand truly what is happening right now with BBLs and cosmetic surgery in Miami, go back to the pill mill and opioid addictions in Miami and how those centers just start popping up everywhere without regulation, without oversight, and without a credentialed physician or board-certified physician. And what that led us to.
Many cosmetic surgery patients in Miami come from out of state, lured by the clinic's cheap prices. Sheila Powell, who lives in Mississippi, was one of them.
You can see those scars
Oh, right there.
In 2018, she decided to get a BBL ahead of her wedding day.
And I had for a long time been dieting and doing different things to try to lose stubborn fat, and I just couldn't on my own. So, you know, social media made it seem like it was easy, it was convenient, and it would give me, you know, that those instant results that I needed.
Sheila went online and found out about a clinic in Miami called Seduction Cosmetic Center and booked an appointment there with Dr. John Sampson.
Oh, look, Valentine's special Brazilian butt lift for $112?
A month. Uh-huh.
Before and after. And that's him, right?
That's Dr. Sampson.
Sheila drove 13 hours for her surgery, bringing along her twin daughters, who were 16 at the time.
Were you worried about it for her at the time? Did you think there were any risks?
Good. Going on a trip to Miami is all we think. See the palms, trees, and beaches, you know.
On the morning of February 23rd, 2018, Sheila and her daughters arrived at Seduction for her appointment.
When I got there, they took me to the bag and started prepping me for surgery, taking my blood pressure. They put me in a room, and Dr. Sampson came in there and talked to me.
And that's the first time you had met him?
Mm-hmm. First time.
And what was your impression of him when you first met him?
Kind of seemed really rushy and kind of seemed just, you know, straight to the point, you know. And I remember asking him about lipo in my arms. He said, we'll do whatever, you know, you want to pay for. That's what he told me. I remember, like, going in, like, the surgery room and the anesthesia doctor coming in. And he was like, I'm going to be the one putting you to sleep. I remember it was just me and him in the room, and I was like, where's everybody? And then next thing I knew, I was asleep.
Sheila's chest cavity was punctured during the liposuction portion of her procedure, collapsing her lung. She was rushed to the emergency room of a nearby hospital.
What was going through your mind when you saw your mom being taken out on a stretcher?
It made me emotional because when I asked, nobody knew to tell me anything.
It was scary, huh?
I feel just so hurt. Like, just a blink of the eye, I could have lost my mom. And I could have been in Miami by myself. And I know where, how to find her or anything.
Oh, gosh. You still have a scar. Oh my goodness, look at this. So this is the scar that's remaining. This is from the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Sheila spent the next week in the hospital with her teenage daughters sleeping beside her.
I look at Seduction as a chop shop because they definitely don't care about their customers, their clients. It's just all about the money. They want to make the fast money, and they just do it really, really quick and get you out.
Sheila sued Seduction and her doctor, John Sampson. The case is still being litigated in court. In 2021, a 33-year-old woman died while Dr. Sampson was performing a Brazilian butt lift. An investigation by the Florida Board of Medicine, the administrative body which governs the practice of doctors in the state, revealed it was his seventh patient of the day.
There's evidence that fatigue plays a role. And I think that that's something that he should have thought about, to start an elective surgery. That's the most dangerous cosmetic surgery in the United States at 8:30 at night after having operated all day.
He was ordered to pay a fine and was permanently banned from performing BBLs in Florida. As for Dania's case, her surgeon, Dr. Alvarez, was fined and banned from performing the procedure for 1 year. Meanwhile, in response to the rising deaths, the Florida Board of Medicine took action by creating an emergency rule.
This basically limited the number of BBLs that a surgeon could perform to 3 a day max, and also required them to use an ultrasound during the procedure. And that emergency rule was only good for 90 days, by the way, so it's expired.
But Dr. Alvarez and other surgeons formed a lobbying group called Surgeons for Safety to protest the order, and they sued the Florida Board of Medicine.
They said we shouldn't limit doctors on how many of these they can do, and we shouldn't have required them to use ultrasounds. And part of their argument was that You know, if we keep these rules, you're going to drive patients to the doctors who don't follow the rules. They are also, they've become pretty generous donors to the Republican Party of Florida and the Republican candidates. So during the time, within like 6 months, I want to say in the first 4 or 5 months, they donated about $350,000.
Members of Surgeons for Safety did not respond to our request for interviews. With the emergency order now expired, the Florida Board of Medicine is trying to pass new safety regulations. Meanwhile, state lawmakers passed a Republican-sponsored bill that requires more oversight on how BBLs are performed, though it doesn't include a cap on the number of surgeries a doctor can do per day. But what happens at these high-volume clinics goes way beyond Florida.
This happened here in Miami. It began here in Miami, but unfortunately, it's not restricted to Miami. And that's for two reasons. That number one, patients from all over the United States are coming here, and they have had these complications and deaths. So it is affecting the entire country. What we have also found is that many of the clinics that have started here in Miami are now franchising. And I think every community needs to understand that when a clinic opens up, the business model is incredibly important.
How did Dania's death affect Dr. Alvarez's business?
I don't think it affected his business. As a matter of fact, he expanded his business.
Wow, look at all these. Austin, Atlanta, Baltimore, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Las Vegas, Miami, New York City, Tampa Bay.
So many that Dr. Alvarez apparently cannot keep track of how many patients have to be transported to the hospital with complications.
We are 13 centers with thousands and thousands of cases, so I can't remember every time a patient
is. And I'm not asking you every time, I'm just asking you, in the history, has it been more than two or three times that...
I don't know.
In 2021, the Texas Medical Board investigated Dr. Alvarez when three of his patients developed complications after their surgeries that required them to receive emergency care. They found that he failed to timely respond to those patients and did not maintain adequate medical records. According to a receptionist at Mia Aesthetics, Dr. Alvarez is no longer performing surgeries.
They become so desensitized that they see it as a piece of meat instead of a human being.
I thought I was in good hands. I thought I was with one of the best cosmetic doctors. I thought that I was going to come out of there looking like an hourglass. I don't think he values human life. I think it's all about money. All about money.
Dr. Sampson did not respond to a list of questions we sent him. According to receptionists at Seduction and Dr. Sampson's private practice in Michigan, he's no longer performing BBLs.
Go get KJ. I live every day like it's my last day because I know that I could not have been here. But I feel like God just allowed me another chance to be here with my family.
Her kids are very, very destroyed. They're very hurt. It's a love you can't replace. It's tore their family apart.
She was a gorgeous girl. She was a child so happy. She loved life.
28 short years. Like a star coming and going.
The young girl died for no reason. Those doctors are a disgrace to medicine.